Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 84 of HER, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, and her life. And today we're talking about how HER gets fit and fabulous. But before we launch into this wonderful segment that I just know you're going to love, I want to make sure that you know that this episode of HER is made possible by our friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, go on over to smartypantsvitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episode and rate and review us, because guess what? I read these things, love to hear from you. So please, please, please. All right, it's time for HER.
HER, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about HER.
Oh boy, so we're going to be talking with a true expert in strength and conditioning, and her name is Coach Sarah Wells, and it's actually Coach Sarah Walls. Now I got it right this time. And, you know, her background has so inspired me, and we actually share a little bit in common here, especially with regard to the WNBA's Washington Mystics. So what she did was she put together an extraordinary background of accomplishment in a wide spectrum of sports, everything from baseball to basketball to cross country to golf, jumps, lacrosse, and it goes on and on, and took that vision and founded a performance and training program that you're going to hear all about. And I really think that you need to know about this program, because I think that Coach Sarah really has it going here. I've looked at it pretty closely. Oh my gosh, just fabulous. And she also specializes in injury prevention, nutritional counseling, and performance enhancement through focusing on increased speed, strength, and power. And what I love about it, quite frankly, is she's speaking to everybody at every age, which is very cool, because, you know, those boomers need some help too. So, Coach Sarah Walls, welcome to the HER podcast.
Thank you very much. That's quite the introduction. I appreciate it.
Cool. So now we've got a real coach, someone who's worked professionally for many years. You know, tell us what it really takes to be able to get in shape. Now, we're talking about women out there, and I'm going to put athletes aside because we're kind of crazy people. Let's look at women who are listening right now out there in HER podcast land who, you know, are feeling pretty bad about where they're at. They look in the mirror and they're like, oh my God. And they're feeling a little helpless, hopeless, and defeated, and maybe are just kind of lost. So what would you do to begin to kind of get them going and inspired to kind of get strong and conditioned and much more fit?
Yeah, I think, I've worked with people kind of that mindset for many years, and the way that I like to approach solving that for them and getting them inspired and getting them motivated to move forward is I just believe very, very strongly that it has to do with them finding the right starting point, or having somebody help them find the right starting point for where they are. I'm a big believer in just celebrating, you know, no matter where our starting point is, it can be very, very simple, but let's just set that starting point, set it for what it is, and then start very, very progressively, very slowly ticking forward, and celebrating those accomplishments. You know, that might just start with celebrating going to the gym, you know, 3 times in 1 week. But that's still an accomplishment that hasn't been done before. So, I mean, for me, it's really basic, and I think just starting with those little victories, and if we celebrate a little victory, you know, every day, those things build on themselves over time, and then you can start thinking about getting into a more aggressive program or, you know, really sort of driving towards if it's fat loss or improving your health or whatever. But to just get started, I think taking it on a day by day and almost a moment by moment when you're in that actual exercise session and making sure that something that really is a good fit for you.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You and I both live in the fitness world. And for us, it's like, you know, breathing air. And it's like, yeah, you get up in the morning and, you know mm-hmm. that sometime during that day, you're going to be devoting yourself to taking care of yourself with regard to fitness, whatever it may be. So many people, it's just not even on their radar screen.
Right.
Number one, it's not like, you know, it's so funny. Sometimes I think move is a 4-letter word out there. Because we've kind of obviated it. You know, it's you hop in a car, you take an escalator, you do the elevator thing and, mm-hmm. you know, reverse and you're back home again. It's sometimes it's almost like you have to create the desire to even do it in the first place. Because it's not like you have to eat, you have to drink water. You know, all of those mm-hmm. things are kind of self-explanatory. But in our society, we've made, you know, fitness and movement kind of a wild and crazy place. And don't you think sometimes you're talking to the same 10% of people out there? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you do with that?
You know, I don't think it needs to be, you know, a crazy place. And it's, I mean, even for myself, I saw some product that came out this week, I don't know what it's called, but it was just an absolutely ridiculous thing. And I really try to insulate myself from these bizarre products and these bizarre fitness trends because they're so hyped up. And, you know, I think it doesn't really do anything but confuse people who are looking for just basic information. And it really, you know, fitness, keeping yourself healthy, it doesn't need to be fancy. It doesn't need to be intimidating. And it really is quite simple, with the key being, you know, sort of on that consistent effort over time. But when things are really hyped up or when they're, you know, maybe a certain class or whatever is intimidating for people to join, you know, that's not really helping anyone. And there's lots and lots of other options besides that to help get started.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I like to drill down on is the real motivation for doing this in the first place. And that's one of the reasons mm-hmm. why, I don't know about you, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on sort of functional fitness. So mm-hmm. instead of just, you know, showing up at the gym or wherever, and hoping to be able to fit into a smaller size jean and mm-hmm. kind of, you know, doing this whole weight obsession thing, et cetera. What about being able to survive?
Right.
What about being able to, you know, hoist that luggage into the overhead? What about being able to grab your kid if that child is running into traffic? You know, do you have it in you to be able to do any of that, let alone, you know, just stay independent physically, let alone mentally, mm-hmm. but physically? So I think that moving into this functional place, I think is really healthy. What about you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, 100%. You know, and I obviously with my background being on athletes, it's all about movement pattern. And a huge part of what I do at the most elite level is about keeping these athletes with normal ranges of motion so that they can, you know, you wouldn't think that this would be a priority, but the priority for them is the same as somebody who in some cases has been inactive for a long time, where we just want to restore and maintain normal range of motion. You know, can this, whether this is someone who's, you know, been working in an office for the last 30 years or whether it's somebody who has arthritis in their knees or, you know, who knows what. We want all of their joints working through a normal range of motion, normal human movement. And we, you know, yes, absolutely. Like, you need to be able to go out and just grab a heavy bag of groceries and not think twice about it, you know. But I talk to people all the time who their movement patterns are so distorted from years of just sitting or inactivity or whatever. and you have to really peel that back and get them back to a place where they may come in and say, hey, I want to, you know, like, I want to look better, I want to feel better. And a big part of what needs to happen is you have to peel it back even to a more basic layer than that, which is, let's just restore normal, healthy movement patterns. And then we can, you know, worry about some of those other things. But it's so, so important, you know, and you mentioned just sort of this idea of living independently as you age, and that it's just crucial. And there's no need we see so much decline in older populations where they can't live independently. You know, they're losing so much muscle mass, breaking bones, all of those things. And I think an enormous amount of that is not necessary whatsoever.
Excellent. You know, I'm so happy that you agree with me. I mean, seriously, because, you know, it's interesting. You could tell someone to go out and take a walk, which is really, you know, I think most people can identify with, right? You take a walk. But, you know, it's interesting that strength and conditioning sometimes seems intimidating, especially to women. Walking is one thing, you know, hitting it on the elliptical or even the rower or, you know, whatever, running outside. But strength and conditioning is like, wow, you know. And I personally think it's a generational thing. I think the 20-year-olds are like, yeah, you know, I did that in college, you know, who died. Whereas a 50-year-old is like, no, you know, not so much. And so I don't you kind of have to go to a different place with them mentally about, you know, okay, you're entering a weight room or you're going to be, even if you're home, what does that mean? How do you approach that?
Yeah, you know, at my gym, you know, I'll give you a little idea of the setup. My gym is in like a huge warehouse space. It's very typical of, you know, kind of a serious training facility, right? And then we have turf and, you know, some of the large squat racks and pull-up bars and that sort of thing. And you walk in, and it can certainly be an intimidating place. I mean, it looks like where serious work is done, and that's certainly my goal eventually for everybody that's there. But, you know, the key for us anyways is just in our communication to the clients. You know, the equipment itself is irrelevant, but it's the vibe that they get when they walk in and what they feel from the staff, what they feel from the clients that are in there. And for us, we'll operate, you know, a session hour where there's a huge range of clients in at any one given time. And so we may have a college baseball player. We may have a couple kids that are in junior high school. And then we may also have two or three, four adults, men and women, and who are in their 50s or 60s. And to have that big diversity in all at one time and have everybody be comfortable and working on their own thing is really crucial. And I think it speaks to the fact that, you know, if we focus in on maybe some of those women that would be in during that session, for them to come in and be comfortable enough to work out when there's also a college baseball player in means that we really have to have done a good job of focusing in on their needs and getting them to be very focused on, hey, this is my program, this is for me, and I'm really happy with where I'm going, where I've been, you know, and just kind of keep them focused on, this is about you, like, this is all for you, it feels good, you know, all of these things kind of have to align, I think, to kind of surmount, you know, what that initial barrier can be.
It's awesome. I love it. All right, so one of the things that her podcast listeners love to know is some secrets, right? And one of the things that I thought would be really cool is looking at, like, there's a million exercises out there, and I don't care if it's summer or if it's winter or whatever, quite frankly, you still want to, you know, get and stay fit. And of all the, you know, stuff, cutting through it, and looking at six tried and true physical activity exercises that you recommend that really work to be able to get you going. So you gifted me with six of these, and I'd love for you to describe each one, starting with the Turkish get-up.
Yeah, the Turkish get-up, you know, if I just had to, if this was just, you know, the one exercise, that would be the one I would choose. The Turkish getup is just so much bang for your buck. It requires one kettlebell, or you can use a dumbbell, and your body, and probably enough space on the ground where you can kind of, you know, you start on the floor, so you need a little bit of space to lay down. But from there, the movement is essentially you're taking that weight overhead, and from the laying position, you're keeping it overhead as you come up off the ground and stand up. Again, it's staying over your head, and then you come back down to the ground, keeping it pressed toward the ceiling the whole time. And what's amazing about it for people that are kind of getting introduced to fitness and also for athletes is, as I was mentioning before, how important joint function is for everybody. It doesn't matter what you're doing. We're human. Your joints need to function. And the Turkish getup is working on shoulder stabilization, which is huge. You take the shoulder through a very kind of full range of motion in terms of how it stabilizes itself. While you're doing that, your hips are kind of forced to open up if they're tight. There's a lot of emphasis on core strength through this movement, and then also on leg strength and balance. So there's really not much more that you can pack into a single exercise, I think, than the Turkish getup.
Ooh, that moves us then to the push-up, which is my all-time favorite. And one of the reasons why I love it, oh my gosh, it's because if you fall down and there's no one around to help you up, honey, you're doing a push-up to get up.
Yep.
You know, if you really look at it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the push-up. And for women out there, don't worry. This doesn't have to be a full-on straight leg gig. We're talking about a bent knee push-up as a great start. And I think you're going to say that form is key, right?
Form is key. Yeah. The way that I coach the push-up is I coach it as a full body exercise, you know, and that's where I think people really miss the boat on the push-up, and women in particular, while you're thinking, oh, I don't have enough upper body strength to do this. When you learn how to create tension and sort of brace throughout your legs and throughout your core, suddenly you find that you actually are able to, maybe you don't get the push-up on that first try, but you feel more stable and you feel, hey, this is something I can actually kind of work towards. But form is so, so, so important. And it's, again, it's just another absolute standard exercise that's, you know, just good for daily living reasons.
Okay, now then we move to the king of all exercises, the squat.
Yes. Yeah. The squat is usually on most people's list as their number one, and it's a pretty amazing exercise. There's a huge array, of course, of, you know, how you can progress it forward, how you can load it. But what I would say is people don't need to just automatically think this is something that needs to be heavy. And again, form is of the utmost importance on every single one of these exercises. But you know, especially the squat, and I'll probably say that for every exercise. So what I like to teach with the squat would be a goblet squat to start. And that would be you're holding a single kettlebell or a single dumbbell, and you kind of hold it up at chest level. And then I like to teach a full tension goblet squat is what I call it. And so there, we're just working on bracing throughout your entire body. So instead of kind of the way we might kind of plunk down on the couch, we're working on being, you know, really sort of descending fairly slowly and thinking about keeping all of our muscles engaged on the way down. And then same thing on the way up, keeping very, very tight. And then from there, you know, you can progress forward as you need to.
I love it. And, you know, the squat is one of my most favorite. I love doing a wall squat when I feel like it. Sometimes I'll even just do it at the airport. You know, if I'm bored to tears and I'm at the gate, I just kind of go down to my invisible chair, you know, you know, let it rip. Or when I'm in the gym, just stick a ball there on my back, and that'll work too. I can't get enough of that squat. Talk to us about turtle rolls. I love this. This is a good ab burn, huh? So how do you do it?
So you need a partner for it. That's the first thing. So you do have to have a friend. But these are pretty fun. And I really will never prescribe any kind of spinal flexion, which would be like a regular sit-up for abs, because in terms of risk to benefit ratio, I think it's far too risky to put that kind of loading on people's spine. So we're going to usually just do a lot of like isometric type holding exercises for the abs. And the turtle, so think plank in particular, but the turtle roll is just sort of fun. So you need a partner, and the partner, you'll be down on the ground, and you kind of balance on your rear end, and you will kind of curl up in a ball so that your elbows are touching your knees. And then your partner is going to grab you at the ankles. And while you kind of squeeze yourself shut, almost like I kind of think about being like a clam that's shut real tight. So you close yourself like a clam, and then your partner will just sort of rock you back and forth very slowly. And then you have to kind of do your best to brace throughout and not let the clam open too much as you go. So that's what a turtle roll is.
I absolutely love it. Oh my gosh. And plus, what a great way to be able to make a friend at the gym, right?
Yes.
And there you go. Yeah, bring someone with you. What about that inverted row?
The inverted row, yes. So this is a really excellent exercise. And the equipment that you need is fairly simple, and most gyms should have one or the other option for this. But you need like a suspension strap system. TRX is the brand that I think everybody is fairly familiar with. So you need a suspension strap system like that with handles to grab onto. If your gym doesn't have that, then you can set up a barbell at kind of like chest height or maybe a little bit lower, and you can use that instead to grab onto. But we'll go with the suspension strap. So you'll grab the handles, and you kind of are setting up almost like the opposite of a push-up. So if you imagine, you know, your hands down on the ground for the push-up, feet down, we're going to kind of flip you over and then angle you at about 45 degrees to the ground while your hands are grabbing these handles. And then from there, you just do the row motion and pull your chest towards your hands. And what I like to cue people to think about is imagining that there's maybe somebody behind you you're not really very fond of, and you're going to elbow them. And that's going to kind of engage the muscles that we want in the back and take some stress off of some areas that we don't want.
I love it. Okay, so we've had the Turkish get-up, the push-up, the squat, the inverted row, turtle rolls, and then we're going to finish off, ta-ta-da, with metabolic circuits. Now, what the heck is a metabolic circuit?
Yeah, so this is the biggie. This is the fat burn series. And
all right, and girlfriends, listen up. It's fat burn time.
Yeah. and this is really important stuff, you know, because sometimes people just absolutely destroy themselves and for no reason. So the metabolic circuit is all about efficiency, you know, and all exercise, you know, really should be efficient. It shouldn't be just an absolute slugfest every time you go to the gym. So a metabolic circuit can really be designed however you want to, but I'll give, you know, one very simple example, which is it's called Tabata. And this is sort of a sequence that people are pretty familiar with, I think. But the way that you do it is it's 4 minutes, okay? So it's just 4 minutes, and this would be a great way to cap off your training session for the day. So you carve out 4 minutes of time, and let's say you choose an exercise like a step back lunge. It could also be, if you have access to battle ropes, it could be rowing. It's really anything that you can do repetitively pretty easily. So with that 4 minutes for 20 seconds, you will work as quickly as you can, say with the step back lunges, get as many as you can in 20 seconds, and then you rest for 20 seconds. And then you go again for 20 seconds, as many as you can. And you just repeat that cycle until the time is up. And the first time you'll go through this, you'll notice that on the last cycle of work, you actually have an extra 10 seconds. So for that last, what ends up being 30 seconds, you really just try to push yourself as hard as you can to finish out strong for that series. But that's a great example of a way that you can really kind of sort of just top off a strength training session with some things that are going to be improving your cardiovascular system giving you some fat burn, and just, you know, but not pushing you over the edge would be the goal for some of these types of series.
You know what I love about this whole thing is it's variable, it's fun, it's challenging, and you could change it up. And I just think that that is going to really help engage people more, so that it's not the same old, same old, and it's not the grind thing. And yes, you will have to WORK, but you know something? Look how great you're going to feel. And you, Coach Sarah, have worked with everyone from, you know, the big time athletes to just, you know, us mere mortals, who really want to just achieve that level of, fitness, which will keep us independent, functional, living our dreams. Yeah, we can go up those steps at the Parthenon when we go traveling to Greece, without having to dial, you know, 911 on the way up. And that's what really counts more than anything else. I think your background is ideal for people to really check into for some personal coaching. There's no question about that. And so I want everyone to race on over to Coach Sarah Wall's website. And it's S as in strength, A as in and, P as in performance, T as in training. So saptstrength.com. saptstrength.com. And sign up for one of her wonderful offerings and services, because I really love to be able to talk to someone who's got a wide breadth of knowledge and wisdom and a heck of a lot of experience over the years, and someone who clearly walks the talk. Coach Sarah, we have been absolutely loving this episode. Thank you so much for being on the Her Podcast.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. And everyone out there, remember to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And please take 30 seconds and rate this podcast on iTunes. Why? Because we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And that happens when you take the time to rate it. While you're at it, can you please leave us a review as well? Yeah, man, I read these things. Love it, love it. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD. And you could also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.